The name of the patient is Eberto Quintana. The last name, Quintana. First name, E, B like in boy, E, R like in Roger, T like in Thomas, O. This is the clinical case of a 44-year-old male that is a patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-B like in boy, A. That is referred to this office because of the possibility of polycystic kidney disease, period. The patient was ordered a CT of the chest without contrast, and multiple cysts were seen multiple cysts in the kidneys were found as an incidental finding. Period. The patient has a daughter that has polycystic kidney disease. Nobody in the family has the same diagnosis. Period. In order to make the diagnosis, we are going to order an ultrasound of their kidneys. We are going to see the anatomy, the size, in order to make the assessment, period. Lab was also ordered, period. Number two, the patient was recently diagnosed diabetic with a hemoglobin A1C of 13. However, he didn't have symptoms of polyuria, polydipsia, polyphagia. Period. He is not overweight. Period. He was placed on metformin. He has been watching his diet, and he says that the blood sugar is around 130 most of the time. Following number, the patient does not have a history of hypertension. He doesn't have any alterations in the retina. And the urinalysis that was ordered by Dr. Cordova fails to show any proteinuria. Period. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup in order to assess the hyperlipidemia, the kidney function, the proteinuria, and we are going to reevaluate the case afterwards. Period. A great deal of time was spent discussing the diet, the need for him to follow a low-sodium diet, restrict the protein intake in the industrial type of food, especially the meats, which is red meat, pork, and poultry, devote more of the time eating while caught fish and egg beaters, if possible, and a plant-based diet. Period. There is no fluid restriction at this point. Period. The patient has been complaining of dysuria and right testicular pain ever since the umbilical hernia was corrected recently. Apparently, there was a Foley catheter that was placed. We have to rule out the possibility of infection. We ordered a urinalysis and urine culture right away. Period. Following number, hyperlipidemia. More specific, hypertriglyceridemia is associated to the fact that he's a diabetic. We are going to reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup and imaging. We ordered a retroperitoneal ultrasound. Period paragraph. We spent 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the past history in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.